At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I just was reading that the New York Rangers have the longest home goal drought to open a season since 1928. Yeah, the Devils open up Thursday against the Panthers. Sure, it'll be packed. I'm not sure if I can get there or not. I'm usually on daddy duty right after my son gets done at daycare to the time my wife gets home. And I don't know. I hate going to games late. We'll see what happens. Anyway, 888-808-1019. Another report just came out from Andy Martino, right? I think earlier we told you that Mike Harkey is out, the bullpen coach of the Yankees, gone. Travis Chapman, the first base coach, gone. Understood. Head's got a roll, not good enough. Then you're not firing Boone, you're not firing Cashman. These guys, they always end up, whether it's like a Phil Nevin type or whatever, like they always get sent. Speaking of Phil Nevin, former third base coach of the New York Yankees, the Orioles interviewed Luis Rojas for their managerial opening. He's got experience. Maybe he goes there. I also saw that James Rawson, the Yankees hitting coach, is interviewing with the, or has been given permission to interview with the Twins. Here, there's Ohtani. I think it was it Richie in Queens that mentioned Ohtani's struggles? Ohtani was a single, RBI, 4-1 Dodgers. It's not a crapshoot for them. And yes, I know, it is a complete loophole. It is not fair how they can build this team the way they built this team. I think we are destined to watch them go back to the World Series, possibly repeat, and then lock out. Somebody should have put an end to this. Somebody should have stopped this. Somebody should have got Ohtani suspended last year. All right, back to the phones. Chris is in Queens with us next. What's up, Chris?
Hi, Keith. I just love your show, and I love when you talk about the Yankees. And I think we can both agree that we can't look at that Yankee infield again, especially the left side of the infield next year. We just can't.
No, and you know what's crazy? Ryan McMahon actually did come up with some good hits and a homer and, you know, some great defensive plays. His first opportunity to play as a Yankee in the postseason, coming from Colorado, like, he did impress me at times. Volpe is an absolute problem, and I don't think it's a problem that they want to solve. I think they just want him to figure it out, and I don't know. He's got to figure it out a lot.
We don't have a leadoff hitter. I mean, I've watched a lot of baseball lately. I love baseball, but, you know, lately I've been busy and finally got to watch a little bit more this year. When I saw this guy on the Angels play, I think he'd be great in the attitude, the way he plays. And he would solve the shortstop and the leadoff.
Zach Neto.
Yeah. What would it take to get him away from the Angels?
I mean, not too much. And I think he's the same age as Volpe. Like, his name popped up all year because people were like, why can't Volpe be Zach Neto? Why can't he put up the numbers that guy puts up?
I mean,
almost a 260 hitter, 26 homers.
Yeah. I don't think that's a pipe dream. But you know what's crazy, Chris? I don't think he would shrink in the playoffs either.
As highly touted Volpe was, as coveted as he was, there are a lot, even Jacob Wilson, who came up a rookie this year, was challenging Judge for the batting title. Like, there are young guys getting it done. So there's no more excuse that Volpe is too young. coming into next season, he's 25, and he became the whipping boy for Yankee fans. It was concerning to me. I'm like, they're booing him before he even comes up to the plate. He changed his walk-up song a couple of times. He was trying to figure it out and get right. Like, this has become a problem, and it sucks because we had so much hope and optimism for, you know, the guy being the shortstop for the next 10 years, but he's a hole in the bottom of the lineup. He had way too many errors, and I don't know how he's just going to get fixed in a few months. Like,
I don't think he's fixable.
And then, like, exactly, even like, okay, even if he does get fixed, what is his ceiling? Like, we're trying to win the World Series. Like, fixing him to be average, like, they have to do better. This is the New York Yankees. They're supposed to be a higher standard for the shortstop of the New York Yankees. I'm sorry. Like you had Derek Jeter for 20 years, and the standard was set. Like, it is one of those, you know, premier positions in sport, the shortstop of the New York Yankees, the quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys, the best player on the Los Angeles Lakers. Like, we have to have a star player there. Even a Didi Gregorius there is fine.
And preferably somebody who doesn't shrink in the playoffs. You know, 11 strikeouts.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it. He reverted back. He homered off of Garrett Crochet. We lost the game, but he drove in a run against Connolly early. He made some defensive plays. We were calling him October Anthony. We talked about his postseason numbers and how they go up. And then in that Toronto series, he couldn't buy a hit. I don't know.
He looks lost. It's not even that he can't buy a hit.
Right. Some of his swings, and I'm like, what is that swing? A choppy swing. He's overmatched. And I'm like, this is a terrible time to revert back to what we saw all year.
And I know everybody loves Lombard. I don't know.
He's not ready yet. I met the kid. I've been around him. I went to a couple games in Somerset. He looks like a pro, but I think he needs another year of development. And you know what they're going to learn from? How quickly they elevated Anthony Volpe and said, here you go, kid. Here's the job. No. Don't do that this time with George Lombard. Let him get more seasoning, more reps, more plate appearances.
It's just, I looked at the infield. Third base, batting average-wise, is a black hole. Shortstop,
McMahon better get in the cage. He's got to be better. Shortstop's got to be better. They have to have some type of competition. It can't be Volpe versus Caballero. Sign somebody else. Have another competition. Jazz is Jazz. Like, I don't know. And I don't know. After, you know, Jazz's performance in the postseason, I know he hit the go-ahead home run.
I know everybody says that bunting, nobody wants to do it anymore. He's a left-handed hitter. If not, to just keep the defense honest, every once in a while, try learning how to bunt for a base hit.
Yeah, I think we've seen him do it in the regular season. Thanks for the call, Chris. But Jazz is, in his head, he's Barry Bonds, Ken Griffey Jr. He's going up there taking that swing. He's trying to rock the stadium so he could do his dance, so he can go around first base. Hey, hit the shot. Go to second base, put up the sign to the outfield, to the bullpen. Go to third base, do the who this way. And then hit the Euro step at home plate. If you're watching on YouTube, you can see me do Jazz's whole dance. Aura farming, they call that. He's got the most aura farming home run celly, home run trot in the game. It's like him, Ronald Acuna, Vladdy, Fernando Tatis. Yeah, Jazz is Jazz. Jazz can be a 30-30 player and miss a month of the season, and you're like, this guy's phenomenal. He's got the speed, right? He won us a game with his speed, but then at the same time, in the last game, it's like, bro, you got to field that ball. You got to stop that ball. You got to keep that ball in the infield. Bro, you can't be striking out so much. Please, bro. We're batting you sixth in the line. Like, you got to come on, bro. Please. I'm not looking for him to bunt. The bunting thing for me is like, I'm not looking for bunts. Can we get base hits? Can we pass the baton? Can we string together hits? Turn the lineup over. You can't turn that lineup over. It's Volpe, Wells, Grisham. 1-2-3. Joe is in Old Bridge. Joe, you're on the Fan.
Hey, Keith. Always a pleasure to talk to you. Keith, I want to make a point that a lot of people don't talk about. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you. I'm just letting you go.
Okay. The point that I want to make is this thing that we call stats, okay? the course. I'm a math guy. I'm a math major at school, and there's a course that we take. It's called probability and statistics. Okay, I'm going to make this very simple. You have a coin, a quarter. You toss it. There's a 50-50 chance that you get a heads or a tail. Okay, but what's the probability? This is what nobody talks about, that you can get five heads in a row. Now, when we look at baseball players, we say, this guy can hit. He can hit home runs. He has a stat that says, if he bats 10 times, he might get a home run. That's a probability. John Sterling used to say it the best. You can't not predict baseball. Because human beings are not a coin, right? Even if you have a 50-50 chance of getting a head or a tail, you can't say, I'm going to get five heads in a row or three heads in a row or two heads. Try it. I mean, and you'll see it doesn't work that way. Now, imagine a home run, which is complicated by how you feel that day.
Sure.
It's complicated.
It's harder in October. It's harder in the postseason to even get a base hit.
Exactly. Exactly. And the fans need to realize that this is all a sham. You can't predict baseball. I don't know why they bring in stats into the conversation, because stats don't mean anything.
Well, they do. Thank you for the call, Joe. And I understand you know, you study math and what. I'm no math major. But, like, the whole game is analytical. They make every decision based off numbers, more so than heartbeat and feel and a guy being clutch or hot, because they can't quantify that. That is what fans use. That's what I use. I tell you guys all the time, I'm not on Baseball Savant or Fangraphs. I'm not that kind of fan. You know, shout out to Evan. Evan was at Yankee Stadium scoring the Yankees game, and I laughed. Love Evan. He's such a baseball fan and a great radio host, and he has an amazing ability to recall things, and he's got a ton of knowledge. But as he's scoring the game, I'm like, why are you scoring a game? He's like, I score every Yankees postseason game. I'm like, I've scored zero games. I've never scored a game. I'm not ever going to do that. That's not how I enjoy the game. That's not how I watch the game. Like, right now I'm watching Yamamoto, and after Yamamoto gave up that solo shot on the first pitch, he's given up two hits. He's mowing them down. He's one out away through being through seven innings. That lone run, that first pitch of the game, he gave up a home run. They haven't done anything against him since. Like, that's what I'm watching. And I don't even have to, like, now I'm going to look at the box score to see what he's done. I'm like, have they even gotten a double? Yeah, Yamamoto, 6 2/3, three hits, one run, one walk, five Ks, one homer. You know, fans don't have to realize anything. This is what the fans have to realize. The New York Yankees, yeah, they spend money, but they spend it kind of dumb. Not kind of dumb, very dumb. Like, I just saw everything Yankees on Twitter put out. Well, next year we're not paying Aaron Hicks. Next year we're not paying Marcus Stroman. I think we stopped paying Josh Donaldson finally. Did you guys see Josh Donaldson throughout the first pitch yesterday? I'm like, we should have never brought Josh Donaldson here, the bringer of rain. Like, as we're bringing out Bucky Dent, as we're bringing out Bernie Williams, as we're bringing out Hideki Matsui, the Blue Jays are bringing out Josh Donaldson to throw the first pitch of Game 2 of the ALCS. And Brian Cashman had a bright idea that, yeah, that would be the answer at third base, and we'd bring this guy here after he called out Garrett, whatever. Enough of that. Enough of reading some numbers on a sheet and thinking that Josh Donaldson still had it.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Go get this team some dogs. Go get this team some, like, you're watching the postseason. Go get these guys that have consistently done it in October. You can't predict baseball, but I can predict that the Dodgers are going to be there every single time. And I know all night I've been talking about this loophole because I can't actually like believe that it is like what do you expect? They have this many good players on the team because they're deferring all these contracts. I used to have it in my notes how much money they defer. They got like $1 billion plus deferred. It's crazy. And everybody, they are playing chess while everybody else is playing checkers. And we just watch like, oh, yeah, whatever. No, it's not close. They are set up completely different than the Milwaukee Brewers. The Milwaukee Brewers can win all of those games during the year. The Milwaukee Brewers can play small ball and pitch and play defense and have an exciting season. They might mess around and get swept by the Dodgers, bro. And I remember saying during the regular season, do we really believe Milwaukee gets it done in October? They can beat the Cubs, who they've seen a bunch, but they swept the Dodgers in the regular season, and whoop, they're about to go down 2-0 unless they somehow have a rally in their bones in the 8th and 9th here. But even if they do, the Dodgers are equipped to stop that, to shut that down, because they've got players on players on players. They are the defending champs. They have players that have done it over and over and over again. They've got a manager that's more than seasoned. So their fans expect to win. Their fans expect to go back to the World Series. I wasn't expecting that. I remember getting on the fan one night where people were like, yo, Keith, what's up with the watch parties, bro? What are we doing this postseason? And I was like, what watch parties? How long do you think we're going to be alive? We're about to be in the wild card. We could lose that. I don't even know if that's going to be at Yankee Stadium. Luckily, it was. But we were supposed to have a Game 5 watch party. Never got there. Never got there. 888-808-1019. So, yeah, there are statistics and there are numbers, but there's also a heartbeat. And there's also just players that have done it and are proven players that they're postseason performers. How many times you see Kike Hernandez get it done? Here he goes again. It's not a crapshoot. It's not so fluky as people want to make it seem. The Yankees have cut corners, and that is why they get cut short. Steve is in Bayside on the fan. What's up, Steve?
You know, the Dodgers, if there's one Achilles heel that they have, it's probably their bullpen. So I would stay tuned to that game just to see what happens.
Yeah, I know they went to Roky Sasaki, and then they had to go to Blake Treinen. and there was conversation about them pulling Blake Snell. I'm interested to see who they have finished this game off tonight. But right now, Yamamoto's rolling. How many pitches is he at? He's probably got another inning in him. Right now, Yamamoto is at 89 pitches. He's got another inning in him.
And speaking of Yamamoto and Ohtani and a lot of other guys from Japan, they do have the geographic advantage of having all the Japanese players wanting to play for them.
That too. Something else that we can't provide over here. Quicker trip home.
Yes, bingo. So that's one thing that you can't get on the Yankees about. Also, quickly on Lombard before I get to my remote, I heard that his little brother is going to be like one of the top
picks. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe even the top pick in the draft. So what a baseball family over there. Anyway, about the Yankee offseason. For people talking about Volpe, first on Volpe, I would be surprised if he doesn't have the labrum surgery. When you see a guy get a cortisone shot, then get another cortisone shot, mm-hmm. and then get a third cortisone shot, and that one doesn't seem to last very long. When I've seen that happen to players, usually they wind up going under the knife right after that. And from what I understand, labrum surgery has a 10-month recovery time for position players. So that would take him out for most of next year. So I think that the Yankees, if he does wind up deciding, he has to choose to do it, if he winds up deciding go under the knife, I do think that the Yankees would be in the market for a shortstop. And I also think that the Yankees this offseason, I don't see it being a huge free agent season. I see them making trades. They have an excess of starting pitching right now. They have seven starters, at least, Cole early, Schmidt late, seven starters, proven major league starters going into next year. Plus Cashman is touting the three guys that he's got lined up in the minors
coming,
next year. Yeah. So you could look, you don't need that many. You could trade a couple of starting pitchers and be fine for next year. So I see the Yankees making moves this year. They also don't have a ton of payroll space if you want to keep the payroll under that third luxury tax threshold. I mean, they're up there, I think, in the 320s or 330s before they do anything. So, look, I see the Yankees making trades this offseason, and that kind of gets to my main point about Bellinger. Bellinger's a Boris client. He's not going to sign until February. Mm-hmm. Unless Bellinger goes to Boris and says, hey, I want to sign with the Yankees.
Right.
Let's do it. And by the way, he had a bad experience with his last free agency. He was asking for 6-7 years. He wound up getting three with player with options and all that. So opt-outs. So, look, unless he does that, I could see the Yankees wanting to go out and make moves, make trades, and I don't think they can wait around for Bellinger. I just don't think they can do it.
Thanks for the call, Steve. Yeah, I don't think they are waiting around for Bellinger. And like I said earlier in the show, if Belly wants to continue his Yankee legacy, if he wants to stay here where he said he wanted to be and understands it's better and this and this and that and it's different, then take a hometown discount. Tell Boris to stop playing the long game. This is where I want to be. Get it done. Work with cash on it. However many years, whatever the AAV is. And yeah, the Yankees, Giancarlo Stanton's money is going to come down to, I think, to like $19 million. Trent Grisham's money's gone. Paul Goldschmidt's money's gone. Let's see if they bring back Devin Williams. For what price? Luke Weaver is gone. Amed Rosario is gone. Ryan Yarbrough is gone. Austin Slater is gone. You might not see some of these same guys back, and then they should have some room and money to play with. And if I am Cashman, I'm tired of playing games. I'm tired of being mocked. I'm tired of people posting the video of me talking to Joel Sherman in Arizona at the GM meetings 2 years ago, defending Volpe and defending everything else and bringing up Sonny Gray and Joey Gallo. You know what I'm saying? I'm tired of that. If I'm Brian Cashman, I'm doing it again. As far as the last two off seasons, I did feel a sense of urgency. You miss the postseason, you go out and you give up what you have to give up to get Juan Soto. Okay, Juan Soto doesn't want to be a Yankee. That's perfectly fine. You pivot, you spend that money elsewhere, you make trades, and you get that team to win 94 games. If they won 95, they would have been the number one seed. They would have home field advantage. They could potentially still be playing right now. We'll never know. So urgency in the offseason as well as urgency during the season. I don't need all the scheduled rest days. Knock on wood, I guess you could say it worked, because at the end of the season this year, I went into the Toronto series talking about, damn, they're banged up. This is like the first time in a long time the Yankees are healthy. We have the advantage. Wrong. I mean, I just like, I don't know, man. I look at the Yankees like they're standing in their own way. They beat themselves. When are they going to say, all right, you know, we're going to cut the BS and do what's necessary because we don't have a lot of time. Judge is getting older. Stanton is getting older. Cole is getting older. And it would be an absolute crime if these guys don't have a championship. Who is the team in the American League that scares you the most next year? This Mariners team is not going to be the same team. The Blue Jays are, I don't know if they're getting eliminated, but the Blue Jays aren't going to be the same team, and they're fraudulent, bro. If you played better against them during the regular season, like they wouldn't have got the tiebreaker. They wouldn't have been able to edge you out. They almost folded at the end of the season where you almost caught them. I hope that right now they're quiet because they are disappointed. I hope right now they're quiet because they're thinking hard about what needs to be done. Aaron Judge just gave you his best postseason performance ever. Let's hope that there's more of that to come. Another run scored. Tommy Edman drives in a run. It's 5-1 Dodgers. Not a coincidence, right? Tommy Edman's a guy that they went to get at the deadline last year. He was the NLCS MVP. Tommy Edman is a guy that shouldn't have to defer his contract at all. But hey, they're doing it. I'm doing it. I'm on the team. We can defer my contract as well. I want to be here and continue to win. Look at the Dodgers. And I believe Tommy Edman is also of, I forget his background. He might be, he's part, I forget. I'll look that up. I'll look that up. He's an American. But, yeah, South Korea. He played for the South Korean national baseball team. So he's also part Korean. They have a whole pipeline over there with the Dodgers. Van is out on Staten Island with us next on The Fan. What's up, Van?
Hey, how are you, Keith?
Good. Watching baseball, talking baseball. Definitely going to get back to the Giants after this. Giants fans on hold. Stay there.
Speaking of baseball, I have a question about what do you think about Munetaka Murakami from Japan? Do you think the Yankees should try to get him?
For the last 3 years, he's been linked to the Yankees because he had some type of interview where he bucked the trend. He said something along the lines of, like, wanting to play for the Yankees and not the Dodgers. But, I don't know, you always see these guys wearing Dodgers hats or Yankees hats. And should the Yankees be in on him for first base? Absolutely. Ben Rice shouldn't stop any of that. If the kid wants to be a Yankee and he's interested, he's a power hitter, I believe he's left-handed, sure, run it.
Yeah. Also, he plays third base, and he can hit for contact, too.
If he, whatever.
He won a triple crown before.
If he is interested in signing with the Yankees, like Ohtani was not, like Yamamoto was not, we haven't landed one since the great Masahiro Tanaka, run it.
I would love to see him in pinstripes. And also, I have one question about Jackson Dart.
Okay. Jackson Dart,
How did his game, do you think his game got better from him sitting the first 3 weeks? Because I think he should have started week one.
Thanks for the call, Van. So I was in the camp of let him at least see 2 game weeks of practice, prep, travel, how the flow of a Sunday NFL game goes, getting back home, watching film, and going through another week again. How do I think his game improved? I think the game probably slowed down for him some. I think we already saw that he had it in the preseason, but in the preseason they play very vanilla defenses and basic stuff, and you're playing against guys that are getting cut for the most part. I also think it drove him insane. Like, I remember seeing the fire in his eyes on the sideline. I think he was just, like, watching Russell Wilson get sacked, not be able to being able to complete passes against the Commanders, and he's like, I can make a play there. And then, when Russell Wilson did ball out against the Dallas Cowboys, he knew he could have done the same or better against that trash Cowboys defense, and they lost. He said he's, you know, not a part of the losing of this franchise. He's a winner. Him and Cam Scatabula, we weren't here. And so I think watching Russ, watching, you know, being, you know, in on those meetings, watching film, going through practice, he hasn't missed a beat, man. He's been ready. He's been better. He's been better. Now, here comes a real test. The New Orleans Saints gave him trouble in New Orleans in the Superdome. I remember that week saying, don't sleep on New Orleans. They've got some NFL players down there. They've got an NFL Sunday football culture down there. That is going to be a little bit of a shock, and it was. Didn't take care of the ball, lost the game. Same thing goes for the Denver Broncos, but they're better than the Saints. But they have a hell of a culture out there in Denver, and they've got some beasts on their defense, one of the top defenses in the league. So how will Jackson Dart and Cam Scataboo and Kafka and Dable respond to that? We'll talk about it more after we come back from this break. Keith McPherson on the Fan, BRB. Opened up with the Yankees, and we've been able to talk about the Yankees throughout. And my whole take on the Yankees is nothing's going to change. They can fire Mike Harkey. They can fire Travis Chapman. Until they have the fire in their gut to look at each other and say, this isn't good enough. We need to stack the deck. We need to get this roster right, not cut any corners. Get some proven postseason players and hitters around Aaron Judge, and they're not going to do anything. They're going to keep coming up short. They're going to have these June Boone swoons, and in this new postseason format, you need to win. You need that bye. You need that number one seed, unless you're the Dodgers. The Dodgers are going to take a commanding 2-0 lead back to Chavez Ravine if their bullpen can hold this one, and I think they will. Of course, we talked about the Jets and Aaron Glenn. And everybody's piling on Aaron Glenn now. That's what happens, though. That's what happens, though. When you talk tough, when you come in with this bravado of being a coach that knows how to handle the media in New York and coach football, and then when you're 0-6 and you're caught not really knowing what to do or knowing the situation and how to play that situation, you're exposed. And it's not just a New York story. It's the entire NFL looking at the only team without a win and a head coach learning on the job, and players on his roster dropping like flies. They've got injuries, and I don't know when their first win is coming, but in this next 3 weeks, they should be able to get one between the Panthers, the Bengals, and the Browns, no? But stay the course, Jets fans. If you've already gone through this much hell, you got to keep going, because this guy's not going anywhere. He's signed a 5-year contract, and most likely you're going to be picking in the top three of the draft. And I know right now on October 14th, there's not a clear-cut favorite at quarterback, but so what? It's not about that. That's how we transition into talking about Jackson Dart. I heard Bob Papa do that, I think, when Dart broke that run. I was like, that's hilarious. If you have a kid and you know Baby Shark, it's the same melody. But Jackson Dart is about to face a Broncos defense with some tough SOBs. The Jets couldn't move the ball. The Jets couldn't throw the ball on them. Now, I know that the Giants' offense is not the Jets, but I do think we've got a little bit ahead of our skis because the Giants played Thursday night football. They beat a Eagles team that completely underestimated them. Saquon Barkley dropped a documentary trying to, like, out the Giants for how they treated him. Oh, they treated him so terribly. They let him go down the turnpike, sign with the Eagles, rush for 2,000 yards, win the Super Bowl, and get paid. And they have turmoil going on in their building with A.J. Brown, with Jalen Hurts. They have a new offensive coordinator there. Kellen Moore is in New Orleans. You know what I'm saying? Like, the Eagles were prime for the team. I wish I bet it. They were 7.5 favorites. I wish I would have known. They were walking into a buzzsaw. Jackson Dart and Cam Scataboo. Now, they're going to have somebody spying Jackson Dart. They've got some big boys up front with the Broncos that are going to clog up the running lanes for Cam Scataboo. And now those guys have a target on their back. Everybody saw you. Not everybody saw you against the Chargers. And this is a different level of defensive front and even secondary. You know, Patrick Surtain is arguably the best quarterback the best cornerback in the NFL. Who are they matching up? There's no Malik Nabers. Darius Slayton, Lil Jordan Humphrey, he's shutting them down. You better hope you can get Wandale going. But even so, Talanoa Hufanga, remember he played for the Niners? He's with the Broncos now. Vance Joseph and those guys are ready. Sean Payton is ready. And I know they played a whack-looking game against the Jets, 13 points. But I don't think that's going to happen twice. Definitely not in their building. Definitely not in their building. I went back during the break to pull up the Broncos' schedule, and I mean, the Broncos had some close games. Like, they probably should have beat the Colts. They probably should have beat the Chargers. But, you know, as of this last 3 weeks, they're on a three-game winning streak where they beat the Bengals, the Eagles, the Jets. They're seven-point favorites against the Giants. So it's going to be a good game. But I think you're going to be reminded that there are growing pains that come with rookies. And I think that they'll compete. But I would lean towards the Broncos' defense, their experience. Bo Nix, Cortland Sutton, Troy Franklin, J.K. Dobbins, those guys on offense being able to get something going against the Giants' defense. It'll be a little bit back and forth, but ultimately I think in Mile High, the Broncos will edge them out. But as a Giants fan, you should be excited for the challenge. Ray is down in Charlotte, North Carolina with us on the fan. What's up, Ray? You getting a haircut? I don't know what that is, Ray. Paul is in Danbury, Connecticut on the fan. What's
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
What's up, Paul?
Keith, that was awesome. I don't know what that was either, but that was
I thought
awesome.
He was getting a buzz cut.
Yeah, but very, very weirdly. It was like on the right side of his head, you know, just there. I was going to say, first off, all the love. I know you were talking about some online hate before, but nothing but love from here, man. You're great. I just wanted to mention, two things quickly. As far as the Yankees go, I mean, Judge obviously is Judge and amazing, and we all love him. But I unfortunately don't think he's a leader, you know, and there's not really anyone to really kind of take that to the next level, in my opinion. As well as Boone. Boone is a wonderful person manager, but an okay and not so good in-game baseball manager. I would just say those two things.
Yeah. I don't know. I just think Judge is he's a gentle giant. He's a quiet guy, and he leads by example. He's not a rah-rah guy. Even when that article came out where they're, you know, Stanton had to address the team and Judge is the captain's like, yeah, he said something along the lines like we needed a reality check or like it was a wake-up call. It's like, why do you need a wake-up call, Judge?
Yeah, that's I don't want to take it from Stan either. Let's be honest here. Come on.
Right.
And then No, I totally agree with you. The other thing is, about an hour ago, a guy was talking about Bateman as far as a wide receiver for the Giants, right? I don't mind that at all, but a little kind of cool little side thing. So they just signed Deuce Wells to the practice squad.
Yeah.
I went to South Carolina, and he was nasty for a year. He got injured, then he transferred over to Ole Miss.
Yeah, he balled.
So I'm just saying he balled, and he just got back from like a foot injury, really. I mean, it cost him really. I mean, he wasn't that good last year, which is one reason why he didn't get drafted. But the dude I've seen with my own eyes, the guy can play. I know it's practice squad. Again, not getting like...
Yeah, you take a flyer on the guy. He's got the relationship with your quarterback. Your quarterback co-signs him. They've got a rhythm and a rapport. You hope it works.
Exactly. Exactly. Love Scadaboo so much. I mean, I don't think it'll last more than 2 years because the dude likes impact more than anything I've ever seen. But love Dar. I mean, let's keep it going. Let's keep it going, man.
Thanks for the call, Paul. Yeah, I was reading about how Joe Judge helped the Giants. Universe never unconnects. Former Giants head coach that got shown the door. Joe Judge helped the team with their pre-draft scouting of Jackson Dart. Diana Russini reported on it in The Athletic. Judge, now the assistant quarterbacks coach at Ole Miss, gave the Giants everything they needed to know regarding Dart during the offseason. Believe it or not, the Giants also leaned on some unlikely help. Ole Miss assistant quarterbacks coach Joe Judge, the former Giants head coach, helped the team learn everything it needed to know about Dart. Why wouldn't he try to help? I don't think he would hold a grudge. I think he would want that young man to get an opportunity. And there was obviously, you know, the ties with Eli Manning. And it was destiny for Dart to land with the Giants. That's why, again, I say to the Jets fans, you don't know who's going to be available. This is looking like the Jets are heading towards picking in the top three of the draft where you can have your pick of quarterbacks. And that is how you reignite your franchise. Look at all of these teams. Look at all these teams that have hit on quarterbacks. You know, I guess the Steelers right now are rolling with old man Rodgers, but whatever, that's going to be done probably after a year. Jaden Daniels goes to the NFC Championship his rookie year. You know, Caleb Williams, who was picked before him, just ripped off 3 wins in a row. Oh, don't look now, but Drake May and the Patriots have it going on. Like, you got to get the guy. You got to get the guy that, like, breaks the huddle, that touches the ball every play, that all of these guys look to. I was listening to Jermaine Illuminor, who played with Tom Brady and played with Lamar Jackson, talk about how, you know, how excited he is now to play with Jackson Dart and how Jackson Dart is just different and he's the guy. And I'm like, wow, just a few months of, I have to get that audio, just a few months of being around Jackson Dart. He's already saying like he is of the ilk of a Tom Brady and a Lamar Jackson. He's got them all believing. And I believe that like these quarterbacks are more ready than ever to come in the NFL, and the Jets can find their guy. It's not, unfortunately, Justin Fields. It's also not Tyrod Taylor. But they shouldn't be afraid to afraid to go to Tyrod Taylor. I do understand everybody calling for him during it because that game was putrid. It was embarrassing. It was like, come on now. It's such a low-scoring game. You got to do anything. You got to do anything to win the game. You know, Nick Saban will bench Jalen Hurts and go to Tua to win the national championship. Had to get it done. Had to get it done. And here come the Dodgers trying to get it done. Who else? Freddie Freeman. Top of the ninth. They don't stop. They've got 11 hits in this game, 5 runs. I don't know how many pitchers now Milwaukee has had to use. The Brewers, after that solo shot in the first, they've been blanked. They've been absolutely shut down. I'm not surprised. Yamamoto did go 8 strong. And the Brewers now have used 5 different pitchers. So don't be surprised when you're watching the Dodgers in the World Series again. Thinking about last year, the Yankees hosting them here. The Yankees got to be embarrassed, man. Both last year and this year, you do host, you know, your home games in the series you get eliminated in, but you only win 1 game, and then you end up going out in embarrassing fashion. This year, a bullpen game. A bullpen that you faced, that you actually did get hits and score runs and hit home runs off of, they shut you down in the Bronx. And then the year before, you have a 5-0 lead. You cough it up, a terrible fifth inning where you just melt. And you get mocked and trolled and made fun of by the entire sports world, not just baseball. And the Yankees accept it. The Yankees just say, oh, yeah, well, we tried. It's a crapshoot. Maybe next year. I think we spent enough money on payroll. We'll get them again. Down in Philly, let's talk to John on the fan next. What's up, John?
Hey, Keith, thanks for taking the call. I hate the Dodgers. The Dodgers shouldn't even be talked down on the radio. That's how much I hate them.
No, they're the evil empire. They have
I know they are.
The Los Angeles deferrals. They have deferred this whole team, and they are stacked, and they have a bunch of guys that are cold-blooded, and when it comes to this time of the year, they know what time it is.
Yep, you're absolutely right. So I got a couple Yankee points. You let me go as long as you want. But for all the Yankee fans talking about maybe Bo Bichette, the Yankees are not going to admit that Volpe either is not as good as they said he was. Same thing for Dominguez. I mean, we've been down this road before multiple times with prospects being the real deal. And, oh, they just wait for the Martian to come up. And then when we see him, we're like, well, what exactly is this? So I'm hoping that Lombard is the real deal. I'm hoping that Spencer Jones is the real deal. We'll have to wait and see. But Volpe's not going anywhere. I think he has at least another year before the Yankees even consider moving on from him. But
yeah, he's going to arbitration this year. And what do you think that case in that hearing is going to sound like?
It's going to be nothing but roses for him.
They've got a hell of a case built up against him. 19 errors. I don't know. How many times did he strike out this year? 120? More than that.
Yeah, but going into the offseason, here's what I would like to see the Yankees do. I think the obvious one is re-sign Bellinger. That makes perfect sense. He was a great Yankee. Seems like he really bought into the Yankee culture. Here's the one that I almost feel bad saying this because the guy's been a team player. He's owned up to his mistakes. But I think the Yankees have to strongly consider releasing Stan for the sole reason that the Yankees need to find some space in between or find some playing room with these other guys on a DH side, not just in the field. Ben Rice, if you get Stanton out of there, he has, I think, $34 million left next 2 years. Stan gets released. He just joins the list of other Yankee bad contracts. So we can talk about Donaldson and everyone else. Stan joins that list. But you move Ben Rice to the DH spot. Now you have the opportunity. If you want to put Judge at first base, then you can go up there and get a right fielder. But what I would like to see happen is if you move Ben Rice to the DH, I would love to see the Yankees, and I said this last year, go after Josh Naylor. They haven't had a legitimate first baseman since Tex. And I think when Teixeira retired in whatever it was, 2016, they've been doing this plug and play. Naylor, we talked about some guys that have a little bit of a grit to them. The guy puts the ball in play. He plays a solid fielding first baseman. So
he trolled Garrett Cole. He did the whole, son, rock the baby. But yes. Cashman won't care about that because he brought Josh Donaldson in here after Josh Donaldson called him out for the spider tack. So, yeah, you're on the sum.
Yep. And then if the Yankees were not going to go after Josh Naylor and they want to put Judge at first, I don't think that's happening right away. I think that's probably another year or two off. But then maybe that's where you look at a guy.
Depends on Judge's arm. Like, we got to figure that out in the offseason, too.
But I think then you put Spencer Jones in center field, and then I can get on board with this team a little bit more. As of right now, it just seems like it's going to be more of the same. So I'm hoping that if Spencer Jones plays center field, maybe they put Naylor at first, then I can start buying into this, but they got to figure out the leadoff spot. I appreciate you taking the call, Keith.
Thanks for the call, John. How do I know Spencer Jones is ready to go? He dominated when they brought him up to AAA with the Rail Riders hitting home runs, and I was kind of saying bring him up so we could see him some this year at the end of the year, but he's ready next year to be your opening day starter full-time in center field? I don't know. They didn't feel that confident with Dominguez, and granted, Dominguez struggled in left field fielding the ball, so how could you be? They have a lot of questions to answer. I don't think they're getting rid of Stanton, though. Sorry. It is a conundrum because, like I said, the guy can't run. And so you have a guy that if he does work a walk, get on base, like he's not able to run. He's not athletic. He's not going to score. You can't pinch run him, take him out of the game because you need his bat. And everything just with Stanton is so heavily reliant on, he hits home runs. He's chasing 500. And yeah, I looked up his contract. I said $19 million. Yeah. It goes from $32 million to $19 million in 2026 as far as the annual payroll. And then he's got 2 years, 27 and 28, left on his deal. And it goes down to 15 in 27 and 28. That was a hell of a contract that the Marlins made. and that Brian Cashman decided to take on. Anyway, 888-808-1019. We will get to the Rangers, the Knicks, the Giants. I see Robbie, Jackson, Phil, and Rich. Keith McPherson on the Fan, 1 hour to go. We'll be right back after this.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.